This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. A National Park Service ranger died after falling into a crevasse on North America's tallest mountain, Denali, or Mount McKinley, renamed by the Trump administration. National Park Service ranger Robin Pendery of Enumclaw, Washington, was a seasonal mountaineering ranger assigned to Denali National Park and Preserve. She fell last Thursday while on climbing patrol on Denali, Mount McKinley, and died despite immediate rescue efforts. Her death comes only a week after three climbers from a Latvian mountaineering expedition also died on the mountain after falling near a treacherous pass on Denali. A fourth climber was rescued. They were part of a seven-person team traversing a route known for its exposed sections where many climbers have died or been injured over the years. Denali stands at 20,310 feet tall, and Pendery fell near what's known as the 14,000-foot camp. A story that just won a literary prize is suspected of being AI-generated. A respected literary magazine published an award-winning short story that many readers flagged as generated by artificial intelligence. The Commonwealth Short Story Prize was awarded to the winning story, The Serpent in the Grove, but there's growing concern and evidence that it was written by artificial intelligence. Sigrid Rousing, the publisher, said, "We showed Claude.ai the story and asked whether it was AI-generated. The response was long, concluding that it was almost certainly not produced unaided." Rousing added, "It may be that the judges have now awarded a prize to an instance of AI plagiarism." The story's author, Jameer Nazir, said he has had books published and others forthcoming. But among the little other work that Nazir appears to have published is a self-published poetry collection. Nazir has not commented on the allegations. For publishers and prize juries, AI presents a challenge with no clear solutions. The accusations made against The Serpent in the Grove and other works have revealed how tricky it can be to determine whether a work was written by a human. In the days following the story's publication, readers on social media and online forums pointed out signs of AI writing tics, such as excessive use of metaphors and similes, nonsensical figurative expressions. One line in particular, "She had the kind of walking that made benches become men," drew a lot of flack, and negative parallelism, which is more commonly known as the not X but Y construction. But these traits often appear in human writing as well. To confirm their suspicions, some readers, including the Wharton School professor and AI researcher Ethan Mollick, ran the story through AI detectors like Pangram, which suggested that the text was 100% AI-generated. This year's competition received around 7,800 entries. Of the five chosen as regional winners, one will be named the overall winner of the Commonwealth Short Story Prize on June 30th. Camping season in Montana is getting into full swing, but in the Paradise Valley, the Bureau of Land Management has prohibited soft-sided camping at the Carbella Recreation Site in Park County, limiting camping to hard-sided camping units only for the entire season through December 31st of this year due to ongoing grizzly bear activity in the area. No tent camping, soft-sided pop-up campers, and canvas-sided vehicles used for sleeping at the site. Roger Olson, BLM acting field manager, said, "The restriction has been implemented in an attempt to reduce the likelihood and severity of encounters between visitors and grizzly bears, which are frequently seen in the area." Signs will be posted at the Carbella Recreation Site. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.